Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast.
Sorry, this is really weird.
This is very odd. We are not in the same place. As you all know from the previous episodes where I said I was moving, the time has come.
Yes, and it came and is gone now.
Yes, well, yeah, it has already come. Wow, fun. But yeah, we're no longer in the same room, which is highly depressing. But it took us about, 3 days and
a lot of trial and error to get here. Like a lot.
I don't know how the David and David podcast did it.
Dude, but, you know, honestly, I don't know.
They did it so seamlessly. And we're over here like,
I know. I think it took them 30 minutes in their first episode. And they were like, all right, we're fine.
These gamers.
I know. I was telling David that we actually mention his podcast in almost all of our episodes.
No, we do, honestly.
Good for them.
They're getting that plug in.
Oh yeah, on a true crime podcast.
I mean, it fits. Not really, but you know, why not?
He said one ghost story at one point, so.
That's true.
That is true. Okay, so it's been a while since we recorded.
It's true, and it's been a while since I've actually talked to you. I mean, we've texted, but, that is you true. Know, I try to deprive myself from you. That way these are more entertaining, you know?
Oh.
I'm just kidding. Wait, do you have class tomorrow?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. What time?
9 a.m.
Oh, dang. Mine's 10 a.m.
Nice.
So I get an hour of more of non-school time in the morning.
Well, I only have one class tomorrow, so.
Oh, I have two. Sad.
That's the college life, man. We have two classes and then we're done for the day and it's exhausting.
And I'm like, oh, I have two classes tomorrow. And high schoolers are like, well, I'm here until freaking
6-7 a.m.
Oh my God.
I feel so bad for high schoolers now that I'm not there anymore.
Dude, I literally loved high school so much.
I know.
I know. But I love college. I like the schedule. I like that you can choose it, you know? And I complain about two classes, but it's actually fantabulous. So.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that those two classes were the only ones that really got you there.
It's true. And then I have one class the next day. And then, you know, I don't have classes on Friday, so that's exciting.
Oh, that is exciting. I have almost everything on Friday, so.
That's sad.
It's fine.
And then on Thursday, my class ends at 12. So,
Okay, so we should probably record on Thursday then, because I don't have anything on Thursday except until 1, or after 1 I'm done.
Okay.
Okay.
Also, though, I have to get my work schedule. Anyways,
yeah.
Friends and peeps listening, I'm glad you can hear our schedules, and I hope you're enjoying it.
Now you know when best to email us.
Exactly. I was about to plug our email, but that's for the end.
We'll do that later.
Now is not the time, Jeanette. Oh my goodness. So what did you do today? What have you been up to? Come on.
Okay.
Share it with the world.
I worked a lot. Well, I didn't work a lot. I worked some. And then, I worked. David went back to Lubbock. That was pretty much it for today, at least. I don't know.
How long was he here?
Oh, he was just here. He got here yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, last night. So it wasn't very long at all.
Wait, so y'all were separated for a week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sad.
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't like it. But it's cute.
The distance makes the heart grow fonder. I tried saying that last weekend or something. You know, the last time I was with her.
Right.
And I said it completely wrong. How did I say it? It was funny.
I don't even
I was like, the heart gets fond when you're far apart or something like
that. It was something really wrong.
And I was like, incorrect. You know how it goes. And you're like, yes, yes, I do. And then you
it
said,
was really bad.
The heart go fonder. Oh my God. I have a really cute golden retrieverling right next to me while I record this. That's great.
I'm so excited to meet him whenever I go there for the And That's Why We Drink tour.
Honestly, I'm excited for that too.
Very.
No, and I asked to make sure it was on the 2nd because on the 3rd, I'm starting my training for work, which I know it's not all day, you know, but I just didn't want it to interfere.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. But yeah. I will ask where you work after this because...
You're right.
Yeah.
It's a restaurant, but...
Oh, cool.
By the way, I got the job.
Okay, congratulations.
Man, I feel like I haven't talked to you in forever, but it's only been a week, really.
I know. I've done a lot of wedding planning.
I know. See, that was over text. That's exciting.
Yeah.
You have no idea how excited I am for your wedding. Actually, you do have an idea.
You're more excited than me, honestly.
See, you do have an idea.
I was telling our... Or my coworkers, not yours anymore, about like how much you were like, okay, this is what we're going to do. This, 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 and this. And so, yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Just so Karina, you guys
I miss
know.
You.
Oh, yeah. Me too. I haven't seen her in a while. She's on vacation right now, so.
Oh, fun.
I think.
I actually miss all of y'all, by the way. But I
no
know
one else Shakrina listens.
Karina listens. Okay, I was like, I know for sure Karina listens. That's why I yelled her name.
Yeah. I think Andrea's listened to like a couple. I don't think Melissa has or Amanda. So
Amanda wants to start a YouTube channel. So she's been texting me. And I like recorded some videos like me moving here and stuff. And I also recorded one of me cooking ramen because that's freaking entertaining. Okay. Also, I hate editing. And now I remembered why I stopped making YouTube videos.
And that's why I'm in charge of editing the podcast.
And there we go.
Yeah.
But you know, maybe I'll come out with my moving vlog a month from now. Who knows?
Fun. All you have to do is like piece it together, right?
Yeah, but it's true. That's really all I have to do, but...
It's okay. It's a lot.
It's true. But I also do have to cut out, like, the... I have to watch every clip and to make sure there's not, like, a dead space of, like, me staring into the camera or something, you know?
Yeah, that's
true. It's hard
work,
folks. It's hard. It's not that hard. I'm just dramatic. Y'all know this.
We're doing a lot of banter at the beginning of this episode.
It's true. But, guys... Okay, so going into the episode, I guess.
Yeah.
So we decided, since this is kind of our first Discord thingy, we kind of just want to be chill. It's also a bonus.
It is
so
a bonus.
We want to go over a topic that's kind of terrifying to me, honestly.
Yes.
Which
we talked
is,
about it last week too.
Yeah, we
a
mentioned
little bit.
It. And then we're like, oh, we should do an episode about it. Well, here it is, because
and
it's
then
not
we got
really
lazy.
Yeah, exactly. It's been a hot minute.
Yes. Okay, so but we are going to be talking about, well, post or apocalypses or post-apocalyptic stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
One I feel like the earth is going in right now is weather apocalypse. It just snowed. What?
Yeah, it snowed where you guys are. It snowed in Lubbock too.
It snowed hardcore over here.
That's really weird.
For Texas, it was a blizzard.
My gosh. So just regular snow?
Yeah.
I mean, it's that was quite a laugh.
Because that was funny. I was like, for Texas, it was like a blizzard, and y'all, so regular snow.
It probably yes. wasn't even, like, that bad. Just because,
no,
okay.
It's
you know,
just
you
because I never see snow. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so in case you don't know, I'm just going to read this real quickly. So right. Post-apocalyptic fiction, at least, is a subgenre of science fiction. For a novel to be post-apocalyptic, the setting must be one where the end of the world has already taken place and the characters are trying to survive and start anew. So there are a lot of different, like, post-apocalyptic books and movies and stuff like that.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Like, a ton. For example, I mean, we talked about Bird Box last week.
Yeah, Bird Box.
Let me see.
Fun. I was, like, about to list, like, more, and then I was like, wait, those are... I was listing, like... I was about to list The Hunger Games and Divergent and stuff, but those
are... The Hunger Games is.
Is it post...
I actually have it next to me because I was ready to talk about it.
Oh, okay. But Divergent, is it? I feel like it is.
I... Hold on. Let me actually look that up.
I don't... I mean, see, I figured these ones weren't really post-apocalyptic, but more like...
Yeah. Dystopian.
Yes. Yes. That's what I was going for.
Okay. So it takes place in a post-apocalyptic area, but it's not like... It's different than things like The Bird Box are, or the book and movie I Am Legend. Have you ever seen that before?
I have not.
It's really good. It made me cry because there's a dog in it.
Love that.
Spoiler alert, sorry.
Oh no, there's a doggo.
But it is in a post-apocalyptic area or era. But because there's not, like, a very specific monster or anything like that, in I Am Legend, it actually is a disease that Will Smith is trying to, like, get the cure for. Oh, his name in the movie is actually Will Smith, in case you were wondering.
Love that. Wait, I started watching V-Wars with Ian Somerhalder, and that's kind of how it is. It's...
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a... You know what I'm saying. Same thing. But it's, like, vampires and stuff. That's the disease.
Oh, okay.
It's actually really interesting. Anyways, going back on the post-apocalyptic.
A couple other books that I have that I have in my collection, but I haven't read them, is I have the book Illuminae, or The Illuminae Files 1. I wish I could tell you what this is about, but that one's post-apocalyptic. Apparently, okay. It takes place in the year 2575. And,
oh,
like...
Oh, my God. Wait, it's kind of spooky, which... Oh, sorry. I don't know if you heard that, but someone just called me and it was loud. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. I feel like when... Since we're entering the 2020s, we're, like, getting closer to all of these things, and it's so spooky.
No, it really is.
I mean, I know the date you just said is still a lot further away.
It's still 500 years away.
Exactly. A long way. But, like, reading on Twitter and stuff, like, all these things, like, how World War III and all these crazy, like, fires and stuff, like, the whole Australia thing right now, it's so depressing. Koalas are literally going extinct as we speak.
It's sad. It's depressing. So sad.
And honestly, I'm sure there's places you can donate to. I'm all...
Okay, so I'll do another one of those links in our bio.
Yes. No, we'll find one because I know there's many sources where you can help the Australian fires. But anyways, going back on the subject... seeing all these things is, like, freaking me out because...
Yeah.
It will happen eventually. Like, the world will die.
It's terrifying to think about because and there's, like, no way that it won't.
Exactly. And, like, we can try to stop it by, like, saving our planet, you know, like, keeping it clean, recycling, no plastic, stuff like that. But... No matter what, like, things die, and that's including the Earth, sadly. And it's so scary.
Welcome to us having an existential crisis live.
I hope y'all are enjoying me freaking out.
It is terrifying, though, especially once we, like, start talking about, like, diseases and stuff like that that could happen. And, I mean, yeah, World War III, like...
No, see, that's spooky right there.
Any kind of war that may have a bunch of nuclear weapons and things like that could easily just
blow up,
wipe us out.
World.
Yeah.
Mm. I kind of want to go into theories.
Okay.
So, I mean, I wouldn't say, I guess based on current events, this is, like I said, scary to talk about, but based on what's happening right now in this moment, all these fires, the crazy weather and weird areas, everyone freaking out and people bombing each other, the whole World War III thing, what do you think is going to happen?
I have no idea, and I'm terrified to think about it, but global warming is obviously a thing.
Yes. No, it truly is, and a lot of people don't believe in that, and I think it's dumb because that we learn about the Earth and the atmosphere and everything, and I'm surprised people don't believe in it. It's here.
It's and yeah,
like it's a thing. You live on it. You live on the Earth.
And evidence is in our, like, in the ice caps. They're melting.
Exactly. Like, that's not normal. Polar bears are, like, starving.
It's so sad.
But yeah, no, I see, my prediction is the Earth obviously is just withering away, sadly. These forest fires in weird areas and stuff like that are taking out species, like I said, the koalas. So we're going to have less and less animals. Sooner or later, like, this will probably take some time. But I do think it'll get to the point where we don't even have, like, cows. And so we don't have things to produce food. We don't have food itself. Like, I mean, I don't eat cows. But if it came to it, I would eat a cow. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah. Obviously. You're not going to starve yourself because of that.
Exactly. Yeah. But I think it will come to the point to where, like, we may not be the first to die. It'll probably be, like, the stuff around us, and we're over here taking advantage of it. We're like, oh, it's fine. Like, animals die every day. Okay. Yeah. But not, like, in masses. Like, these koalas. I keep bringing them up, but, like, they're a perfect example. Like, their home is gone. When your home is gone, you don't know what to do as an animal. Like, that's what you're used to.
It's not like they have anywhere to go.
Exactly. Wait, like, what? Are they just going to hop in the ocean and become fish? Like, that's not a thing.
Like, it's not how evolution works either.
Exactly. But anyways, I think that's what's going to happen is we're going to lose all of our food sources first. And then, I mean, I know some post-apocalyptic things like The Walking Dead, basically, like the whole zombie thing afterwards, they turn to cannibalism. Like, I'm sorry, but I am going to die before cannibalism becomes a thing.
Just wait until we talk about Jeffrey Dahmer.
I don't want to.
I mean, it's very true. In a lot of post-apocalyptic things, which is what I'm basing a lot of this after, because I'm not, you know, a scientist or anything like that.
Yeah, me too. I don't know anything. I'm just over here spitting it all out.
It tends to be that, you know, the humans are the last people. Obviously, they're the last people. That's how people work. But
the only people.
They're the last beings.
Right. And
so they're having to make do with what they have.
And it's other humans.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Well, in, like, people that climb to Mount Everest and stuff like that, if they one of their people dies, then it's that's like all that they can do if they don't have any food, which is terrifying and awful, disgusting to think about. But sometimes, like, if you are truly just ravenous, you haven't eaten in days, those kind of thoughts will cross your mind.
Well, yeah, for sure.
Which is, you know, terrifying and awful.
I remember one time my dad, it was 1999 and it was turning into 2000. Well, he was convinced that the world was ending in 2000.
How'd that work out for him?
And so he bought, like, a bunch of, what is it, like space food, you know, where it's like it lasts years.
Yeah.
You know, he bought a bunch of that and a bunch of water and he shoved it in like the all of the closets. But I was born in 1999, so I don't remember this. These are all stories from my fam. But they were like outside talking or whatever, like bringing in the new year, you know? And my dad was freaking out and he was like scaring the Aww. Jessica and Jen. And he was like, if it comes, he was like, I have food ready. He was like, but if it comes down to it, we might have to eat Lady, which was our Saint Bernard.
Oh my gosh.
But he was, it's kind of funny to think about now. Like he laughs at it too, but like, it's crazy because at some point, like, it might come down to that.
So I'm never eating my dog. She's literally my life. I love her so much.
I would never eat mine either.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I saw Kiki this weekend. Did you see that?
Oh. What? Like on FaceTime?
No, she came with my mom because they visited.
Oh. Wait, that's so cute.
I know. My mom said she'll bring her every time they visit. And I was like, thank God.
That's good.
You know, I'm excited. Her and Nash play a lot, but Nash is my roommate's dog, everyone. It feels sometimes this like Discord thing feels more like a phone call, you know?
Anyways, it kind of is, yeah.
Yeah. They're best of friends, even though sometimes Kiki gets territorial over me. Like if Nash is like snuggling me, she's all, but she's like wagging her butt. She's like stating her dominance, you know? And then he like just flops over. Anyways, going back to topic, that was a fun,
adorable,
fun thing. But yeah, I would never eat my dog.
No.
But there are those people that would be like, all right, I guess we gotta say goodbye.
Yeah, no, I can't even imagine being able to think like that.
I know. It's just so sad. That's why I hate post-apocalyptic things.
Right.
That's why we're just doing a bonus about it.
Yeah. How do you feel about zombies, though? Like, do you feel like they're ever going to actually be a thing? I hope not.
I honestly, shoot, at this point, I think anything's possible because, I mean, crap goes down.
Some weird stuff has been proven.
It's really, though, like, I feel like at some point it'll probably be a drug that makes people do it.
Right. That makes sense.
You know? And then, like, they'll get sick. Like, I think it's going to be obviously way more scientific than like zombie movies and stuff, you know, but yeah. I feel like it's possible. I think, which is freaking scary. I don't like zombies. I love like any other quote unquote mythical thing.
Right.
Is it mythical, you know, like vampires, werewolves, zombies. No, I've never been intrigued. I liked Walking Dead because I mean, the show was good, but I only liked the first like 3 seasons. So
I've never seen The Walking Dead.
It was really interesting until they brought out cannibalism. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm done.
Well, it is zombie. So, I mean,
it's true. I mean, but I never saw the zombies as like people. I just saw them as like, ooh, monsters, run away. Yeah. But so, I mean, they are sick people, basically.
They are. Yeah. And that's like something that I feel like zombie books and movies don't really
touch they on. Are still human.
Or they were once.
Yeah. At least. But I feel like real zombies, though, they won't be, like, dead, you know?
I think
they'll just be very ill. The only thing they know is, like, brains. Just kidding.
Right.
But, you know.
So there is a musical. It's the one I was showing you. It is called The Guy Who Doesn't Like Musicals. And it is set in a post-apocalyptic area. Era. Why do I keep saying area? That's not the word.
Same thing.
Era. And basically, it's a funny one because it's a musical, obviously. It's by Team Star Kid. If you want to watch it, please do. It's incredible. But
I watched some of it without you too, but then
did
I
you?
Fell asleep. Yeah.
I'm so proud.
I can't remember where I stopped, but yes, I did watch some. And it is really funny, guys.
It's really good.
Yeah, it is good.
But basically a meteor hits the Earth, and then there are like alien creatures on it. Or not alien creatures. It's basically outer space things.
it's very strange. And they kill the humans and they like start to manipulate their bodies. And then they make them try to kill other humans. And they're just obsessed with musicals. So the entire time they're just singing.
I love that.
It's great.
So much. I love singing aliens. If that was a post-apocalyptic, then all right, fine.
You'd still have to die, though. I mean, there's a silver lining there.
At least you get to hear a nice tune.
That's true, I guess. Okay, but apparently the origin of zombies is that zombie folklore has been around for centuries in Haiti, possibly originating from the 17th century when West African slaves were brought up into work on Haiti's sugarcane plantations. This is from history.com.
Oh.
I just decided to look up origin of zombies.
That's exciting.
So, well, this one's actually older. So the ancient Greeks may have the first civilization terrorized by the fear of the undead. Archaeologists.
Hold on. Did you say Greeks?
I probably did.
Okay, Greeks?
Yes, Greeks. Okay.
Maybe I just heard that wrong. I'm sorry. Go on.
I probably said it. They may have been the first civilization terrorized by the fear of the undead. Archaeologists have unearthed many ancient graves, which contain skeletons pinned down by rocks and other heavy objects, assumedly to prevent the dead bodies from reanimating. Yeah. Okay, let me go back to the Haiti thing real quickly. Brutal conditions left the slaves longing for freedom. According to some reports, the life, or rather afterlife, of a zombie represented the horrific plight of slavery. I just switched stories and then switched right back. I'm sorry. Yeah. I agree. Thank you.
Oh my god, that woke Nash up. I'm so angry.
Natalie's licking her bed. It's really licking gross. Natalie.
Does it taste Stop. Like ice cream, Natalie?
She can't hear you. Hi, Angel.
Well, oh, just ask her for me then.
Okay, Natalie, does your bed taste like ice cream? She's giving me the blankest stare.
So yes. All right, thank you.
Welcome to We Don't Know How to Focus on a Topic for more than 4 seconds.
Okay, but that's even us in person, so I'm not surprised.
That's true.
Anyways,
okay. But I mean, so today's kind of just a mess around, you know?
Yeah. No, I honestly, though, want to hear other people's opinions about post-apocalyptic things. So I can't say apocalyptic.
Apocalyptic?
Apocalyptic. I can't say it.
You did it.
Well, I say it, but it's like it's hard getting it out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like February.
February. Every episode. February. You don't even have to say the R. Really.
I feel wrong not saying the R.
I know. I mean, it's there. It's present. Yeah. But, you know, people say caramel instead of caramel, so.
That's true. Okay, anyway. So. Another word for the apocalypse, by the way, is doomsday.
Oh,
I think that's
what they call, like, that's what they called 2000 is that New Year's is going to be doomsday instead. Remember? Well, no, you don't remember. We were babies. But I feel like it's a fact. No? Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways. But yeah, no,
terrifying
that's
to think about.
Scary. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like this.
I mean, it's a calmer topic, but I guess it's still like
I know. We're just straight chilling and I'm still like wanting to cry.
You know, that's yeah.
I mean, I guess that's our podcast.
That's it. So the definition of doomsday, by the way, is apparently just the last day of the world's existence.
Gross.
Yeah. What were you saying? I'm sorry.
Disgusting. Oh, yeah. I mean, I was not changing the topic, but mummies.
Oh,
are those
God.
The same as, like, zombies? Like, what are mummies? Can we just talk about them for a second?
Do you want me to look up the origins of them, too?
Yes. Like, I know, like, Egyptians and stuff like that would wrap the bodies in, like, tissue or whatever. Or, no, cloth, not tissue.
Right.
And then, like, would bury them because they're, like, oh, preserving the body, stuff like that. but like they don't come back alive. So that's why I'm confused.
Yeah.
Like how, when did that become like a thing?
I have no clue. I'm looking it up. Hold on.
Like, but yeah. That's another one I wasn't really fond of. But it's not like they gross me out like zombies do, but I'm just like, why do they exist? Mummies aren't fun. They're not. Okay.
So, no, they are not. Apparently, some scientists suggest that it, like, the mummy's curse may have started because grave robbers in the old days sometimes had become ill because, like, dead bodies carry diseases and stuff like that. So they believed in a curse from stealing from the body.
Okay.
That so makes there's sense. That. Yeah.
So it's basically a curse rather than a disease. So that yeah. wouldn't be a post-apocalyptic thing.
No, that's just a today thing.
All right. Well, then. Never mind, folks. Mummies are out of the question.
I mean, who knows? Mummies are terrifying, though.
I'm all who knows, maybe.
I mean, okay, do you remember, like, in the episodes of Wizards of Waverly Place with the mummy that just walked around?
Yes.
I don't like him.
It's funny because it's like, it's Wizards of Waverly Place. Like, yeah. You can't not like him.
I don't.
It's not like a scary mummy movie or something. Dude, that mummy ride, if you go to Universal, there's a mummy ride. It's great.
Oh, no, no, no. I don't do that.
Did you not ride it with us? I feel like you did.
I probably did, but I probably hated it.
You probably had your eyes closed the whole time.
Yeah.
It's okay, literally so, called The Mummy. Anyways.
Real quick. So last week I talked about how we went to the video game museum.
Right.
I told you about this, but I forgot to tell our listeners about this.
Okay. Give me the tea for the second time.
Natalie, no. She's knocking at my door trying to leave. Just chill. We're almost done.
Just chill.
Okay. So David, my dear fiance, was doing a VR headset thing, right? So he was just, like, doing it, and he was in these fun places. Like, he went to a zoo.
Oh, I remember this.
He was scuba diving, and he, like, saw baby turtles. And then he was like, here, you try. And so I put on the VR headset, and suddenly it takes me to a really creepy house. And things start just moving in the creepy house. And then suddenly there's a jump scare of a dude just coming up and staring at me in my face. And then it cuts to another room.
I mean, not a mummy. Oh.
Hold on. We're getting there. So it cuts to another room, and there's a painting of a nun on the wall. Creepy-ass nun. And then that nun proceeds to strangle me. And that's right. You get back in your bed, Natalie. Sorry.
You listen to our podcast.
Yeah, you're going to listen to this episode. You might not like it because it's really weird, but you're going to listen. All right, but she then jumps out of the picture, and in another jump scare, it looks like she's strangling me, and David's, like, watching this on the TV, and he knows that I don't like scary stuff. And he was like, I'm so sorry. I thought it was just going to be, like, turtles, too. And I was thinking, they must know I have a horror podcast, and they're like, you're going to get what you deserve. They're like,
you can do it.
No, I can't. I don't think you understand.
I find it funny that, like, you didn't get to choose it.
No, it was just
it
random.
It chose you.
No, don't say that. That is a big no.
Oh my god. The scariest thought just came to mind.
Okay, I'm ready.
I don't even want to say it.
All right,
but I'm going to see
it. Our episode, folks.
Okay, so no. Okay, what if, I don't know why I started singing the Jaws thing. Anyways, what if the post-apocalyptic thing? It's not zombies with a disease. It's not animals dying.
Mummies, just in general.
Just mummies. That's it. Mummies. That's the title of this thing. What if demons start possessing more and more?
What? Yes. I just, like, got chills.
I know. I didn't even want to say it because it's scaring myself, because demons are very, very, very scary. And I'm going to say a prayer after this.
Yeah, me too.
But like that, I feel like could be a possibility.
Because I mean,
which is very scary, because it already happens.
Right. And because, I think because like less people will be, not to bring religion into this, but you know, if less people are believing in God and stuff like that, I feel like,
right,
he may. If you don't believe what we believe, by the way, totally fine. This just,
our opinions. We're not coming for you. But according, quote unquote, you can't see my hands, but according to demonology, and I think that's the word, if you have pure religion and belief in God, you will not get possessed.
Okay, that's good.
So, I mean, but I'm not coming for the people who don't believe in God, because I mean,
of course,
you know,
of course.
Anyways, I'm just stating what, you know, everyone really knows. But yeah, I do believe, like what you were saying, I feel like a lot of people just kind of drift into their own vibe.
Yeah.
It's like they don't really watch out for like spiritual aspects of things. And it's, I don't know. Like, watch out, guys. Please don't get possessed.
Be safe, please.
That's all I'm saying.
Be safe. Don't get possessed.
Like, at least do the, like, I love God with all my heart, but I mean, I'm not coming for the people who don't believe in him. But if you don't believe, I feel like maybe some sage, you know? That's fun.
Dude, I'll sage too. Yeah.
No, really, though. Like, I'm fine with having some sage for decoration in my room. That's fun. But yeah, that's a spooky thought I had. And I was like, oh. Spooky.
Okay, well, I'd like to end the episode now because I didn't like that.
All right.
Alrighty, we are about at 36 minutes, so that seems like a pretty solid spot.
Yeah. Dang. Hey, yeah, guys. There's a bonus. I'm glad we could finally talk to you. It's been like a week, right, since we put out an episode, so.
Yeah, we've just been too busy, and then we couldn't get it to work, and then,
But, you know, now we know, and I'll make sure Emily gets my schedule, and I'll get hers. That way we can find a day to talk to y'all and give y'all more interesting stories. And
right,
if y'all like a chill episode like this, where we do have a topic, but it's not so intense. I mean, it's as intense, but you know what I'm saying. Let us know. You can email us at
horrorslumberparty@gmail.com,
or you can DM us and follow us on Instagram at
Horror Slumber Party Podcast.
And Twitter.
Party_horror.
Yeah. So anyways, those are our social medias. Maybe if Emily can find a link, or if I can find a link to any of the many sources to donate to the Australian fires, that'd be kind of cool.
I actually think I found one already.
Wow, look at her go. What is it?
It's the it's WWF, which just stands for, I don't even know. Maybe I should figure that out. We'll just put it in the description.
Yeah. Okay, so in the description down below. Do that.
Yeah. I'll also post it on our social medias.
Yes. Okay.
Cool.
But yeah. Let us know your input on, wait, what? Did you find
Hillary Duff got married, and I'm really happy for her. My God. I just want to, everyone go congratulate Hillary Duff on getting married.
I thought you figured out how it's like set or something.
No, I just, Hillary Duff. She's the only celebrity we follow on Instagram, so.
Love that for us. Well, anyways.
Okay, sorry.
Well, thank y'all for listening.
All right.
Good night. Bye. Good dream.
Bye.